Hello, welcome to the Effortless Prosperity Book 1, Day 2. Today's lesson is I Notice What I Hear. And this lesson is extremely powerful as it was yesterday, because it is about you becoming aware of what you're listening to. Because you got to realize everything that you are creating through your mind. And your mind literally gets its information from what you're listening to. So when you're listening to something that has a high vibration and brings your vibration higher and makes you feel good and makes you feel worthy and deserving, you're going to create lots of wonderful, worthy, and deserving things in your life. And the other side of the coin is, if you are listening to something that brings your energy down and your vibration down, then you are going to create things with lower vibration. So at every moment, you are in charge. And you are in charge of what you're listening to, which you will create out of that. So you have to be aware that what are you listening to? Now, I know that lots of people out there might be listening to things that really doesn't make a difference for them because they're already below the line and that's the way they feel and they've never been above the line. But if you are doing the Effortless Prosperity Book 1, which you are, you already have gone above the line. You already have seen the light. You already feel good about yourself. And it's very important to protect that high vibration by being aware that what comes in through your ears, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? And at every moment you have a choice to choose between listening to what you like and bring your energy higher or what you don't like and bring your energy lower. Now, I grant you a lot of time we get in front of a people that somehow, some way, or we are respecting a lot, or we think they are better than we are, or we think they have something that we don't have, or whatever it is. And because of that, we don't say anything when we don't like what they're saying. In other words, we don't stop that. We just continue listening and bring our energy down, and we think that's the only way we can do for them to like us. And this lesson is about you being vigilant for the light, vigilant for being in a high vibration. And I want to tell you one more thing before I complete this lesson. I want you to know, if you are a friend of someone, that whether you respect or whether they're elder or whether they're someone that you cannot stop them from talking below the line and taking you below the line, and thinking that you're going to stay above the line to serve them, or be liked, I want you to know that you're not serving them. Because when you are listening to someone, or furthermore agreeing with what they say, you are concreting what they say. So whether they're talking about how unworthy they are, or whether they're talking about how unworthy you are concreting that for them. And that's why even your ego said you shouldn't be saying anything. If you really know that you are responsible to bring your energy up and not concreting their energy being down, all of a sudden you notice you come up and say, stop it. I do not want to hear this. This is not making me feel good and it's not making you feel good. And the next thing you know, they let go. I had this experience with someone that I like very much. It's one of my families. And I remember when she started talking about how horrible thing it was, I stopped her. And she says, well, you know, I'm just trying to tell you what's going on. And I just asked her, I said, let me ask you something. When you're telling me this, is that make you feel good? And she goes, of course it doesn't. It was horrible. I said, okay. So what you're telling me, when it happened, you didn't feel good. And now you want to experience it again by describing it to me that makes you feel not good again. And on top of that, You're willing to make me feel bad too. And all of a sudden, she stopped and she looked at me. She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I have one question from you. Do you like me? She goes, yeah. I said, then do you want me to feel bad? She goes, no. I said, then why are you saying this? And all of a sudden, she changed. It was kind of like she woke up and she goes, you're right. I don't know why I'm saying that, because it doesn't make me feel good and definitely doesn't make you feel good, and I like you very much. And I said, thank you. So it's very important for you to become aware that you're not serving anyone by listening to something that brings you down. And of course, definitely you're not serving yourself by listening to something, whether it's radio or TV or newspaper or whatever, somebody reading it to you, that brings you down. It does not serve you. Now, assignment for day two for you is be aware of what you are listening to. Be aware of whether you're enjoying listening to spirit or to ego. Now, this is a little bit deeper than what is sound, because it's not only what you're listening to with your ears. This is also saying what you are listening to with your mind. In other words, are you listening to your ego, which is talking about unworthiness? This is not it, how horrible things are, what's bad, and this is good, this is bad and good, and guilt and shame and blame and fear and finding faults on people? Or are you listening to your spirit that's saying, this is it? Love is here. You are loving and lovable. And that's so important for you to become aware of this lesson. I wish you a wonderful day.